Welcome to Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Christopher Morel. Batting second, the designated hitter, Wilson Contreras. Batting third, the left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Frank Schwindel. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Patrick Wisdom. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Rafael Ortega. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Nico Hoerner. Batting eighth, the catcher, PJ Higgins. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Andrelton Simmons. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Marcus Stroman. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting second, the left fielder, Andrew Vaughn. Batting third, the third baseman, Jake Berger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Yasmani Grandal. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Gavin Sheets. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Adam Engel. Batting eighth, the catcher, Reese McGuire. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Josh Harrison. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dylan Cease. And now, play ball. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morel strikes out swinging. 1 out. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Contreras strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Happ hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Happ is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Anderson, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Berger hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Schwindel makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu hits a fly ball towards right. Ortega is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schwindel softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Schwindel is out. 1 out. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Wisdom is on with a walk. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ortega hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Wisdom moves to second. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoerner hits a line drive towards right center field. Engel is there to make the catch. 2 outs. PJ Higgins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Higgins strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grandal hits a line drive towards third. Wisdom makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Engel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Engel hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Engel is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andrelton Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Simmons hits a line drive deep towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. One out. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morel is 0 for 1 in the game. Morel hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Morel is out. Two outs. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Contreras is 0 for 1 in the game. Contreras hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 1 in the game. Happ hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Happ is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reese McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a ground ball towards the mound. Stroman throws to first, and McGuire is out. One out. Josh Harrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrison hits a fly ball towards center. Morel makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards right. Ortega is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schwindel is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwindel strikes out swinging. One out. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wisdom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Wisdom is on with a walk. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ortega is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ortega hits into a ground ball double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ground ball towards the mound. Stroman throws to first, and Vaughn is out. One out. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Berger is out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Abreu is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoerner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoerner hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Hoerner is out. One out. PJ Higgins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Higgins is out. Two outs. Danny Mendick replaces Tim Anderson playing shortstop batting first. Andrelton Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball towards left. Vaughn makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grandal is 0 for 1 in the game. Grandal hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a ground ball towards second. Simmons throws to second to get Sheets. Engel is on first. 2 outs. Reese McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Engel, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Reese McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McGuire is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0 for 2 in the game. Morel hits a fly ball towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wilson Contreras batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Contreras is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Contreras hits a short pop-up towards first. Abreu makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 2 in the game. Happ strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Harrison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Harrison is on with a walk. Danny Mendick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrison moves to second. Danny Mendick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mendick is on first. 1 out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ground ball towards second. Simmons has it and steps on second to get the force on Mendick. Vaughn is on first. 2 outs. Jake Berger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball towards center. Morel makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schwindel is 0 for 2 in the game. Schwindel hits a pop-up beyond second. Harrison gets back and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wisdom is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wisdom softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Wisdom is out. 2 outs. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Ortega is on with a walk. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ortega, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Nico Hoerner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoerner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoerner is walked intentionally, and takes first base. PJ Higgins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ground ball towards third. Berger has it, but juggles the ball. Higgins reaches on the error. Ortega scores. Hoerner moves to second. Higgins is on first. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andrelton Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Simmons is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a ground ball towards short. Horner is there, but bobbles the ball. Abreu reaches on the error. Abreu is on first. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grandal is 0 for 2 in the game. Grandal hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Abreu moves to second. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive deep towards center. Morel makes the catch for the out. Abreu moves to third. One out. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Engel is on with a walk. Grandal moves to second. Rhys McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Josh Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a line drive towards second. Simmons makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kendall Graveman replaces Dylan Cease as pitcher. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0 for 3 in the game. Morel strikes out swinging. 1 out. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Contreras is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Contreras hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Contreras is out. 2 outs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 3 in the game. Happ hits a fly ball towards left. Vaughn makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Michael Givens replaces Marcus Stroman as pitcher. Danny Mendick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mendick is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendick hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball towards center. Morel makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 3 in the game. Abreu hits a ground ball towards the mound. Givens throws to first, and Abreu is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Liam Hendricks replaces Kendall Graveman as pitcher. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwindel is 0 for 3 in the game. Schwindel hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Schwindel is safe at second with a double. Clint Frazier pinch runs for Frank Schwindel batting fourth. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frazier moves to third. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wisdom is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wisdom strikes out swinging. 1 out. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ortega is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoerner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hoerner softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Hoerner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. David Robertson replaces Michael Givens as pitcher. Alfonso Rivas replaces Clint Frazier as first baseman batting fourth. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grandal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grandal strikes out swinging. One out. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Sheets is safe at second with a double. AJ Pollock pinch runs for Gavin Sheets batting sixth. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Engel hits a ball towards the mound. Robertson can't make the play in time. Engel gets a base hit. Pollock moves to third. Yon Moncada pinch hits for Reese McGuire batting 8th. Yon Moncada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pollock scores. Engel moves to 2nd. It's Cubs, 1, White Sox, 1. Yon Moncada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moncada hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to 1st, and Moncada is out. Two outs. Josh Harrison is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Harrison is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Reynaldo Lopez replaces Yon Moncada as pitcher and batting 8th. Yasmani Grandal moves from DH to C. Team loses DH, AJ Pollock moves from pinch. PJ Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Runner to left fielder. Andrew Vaughn moves from left fielder to right fielder. Nico Hoerner running at second base to start the extra inning. Hoerner scores. Higgins moves to second on an error by Lopez. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Andrelton Simmons batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons bunts in front of the plate. Lopez scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morel is 0 for 4 in the game. Morel hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Higgins scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Contreras is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Contreras strikes out swinging. Two outs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Morel, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Happ is 0 for 4 in the game. Happ strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Efros replaces David Robertson as pitcher. Josh Harrison running at second base to start the extra inning. Danny Mendick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mendick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mendick hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Harrison moves to third. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards center. Morrell makes the catch for the out. Harrison scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berger is 0-for-4 in the game. That is ball 4. Berger is on with a walk. Mendick moves to second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 0-for-4 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Mendick scores. Berger moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, White Sox, 3. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grandal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grandal hits a fly ball towards right. Ortega is there to make the catch. 2 outs. AJ Pollock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pollock hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the White Sox 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Aaron Bummer replaces Reynaldo Lopez as pitcher and batting 8th. Ian Happ running at second base to start the extra inning. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Happ, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rivas hits a fly ball towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. Happ scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 4-3, Cubs. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wisdom is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wisdom hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ortega is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ortega hits a ground ball to short. Mendick steps on second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robert Xulman replaces Scott Efros as pitcher. AJ Pollock running at second base to start the extra inning. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Engel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Engel hits a fly ball, base hit into center field. Lourie Garcia pinch hits for Aaron Bummer batting 8th. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Josh Harrison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrison is on first. 2 outs. Danny Mendick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mendick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mendick hits a fly ball towards right. Ortega is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Foster replaces Lourie Garcia as pitcher and batting 8th. Rafael Ortega running at second base to start the extra inning. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoerner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hoerner hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Engel is there and makes the catch. One out. PJ Higgins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. That is ball 4. Higgins is on with a walk. Andrelton Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Grandal makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Christopher Morrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morrell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morrell softly hits a ground ball towards first. Abreu fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Mendick running at second base to start the extra inning. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vaughn is out. Mendick moves to third. One out. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Mendick scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.